have frosty conditions in a few spots. Temperatures drop to lows to upper 30s in the morning. Followed by a sunny day. It's cool, but it's warming up. The highs touch around mid-60s. Drop to the 40s to 50 in the morning Wednesday. Followed by partly cloudy skies. Clouds building through the day and a chance of some late day showers. Becoming likely Wednesday night on into Thursday, where it's turning colder again. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. New Orleans Stamp Burst, Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6. Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4. At the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie. I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Tuesday afternoon here with me, William Wallace, my show, William Wallace for America. Broadcasting live today from WGSO 990 AM studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. And, you know, as many of you know, this is my local show. I do a lot of national stuff on my podcast and on my Facebook page and YouTube channel. All of that can be found at William Wallace for America. I always remember the last name is spelled W-A-L-L-I-S. But today, being my local show, I want to talk about some of the local things here in New Orleans. And the hot topic, of course, is crime. And I know that sounds kind of common, if you will, but I have an idea that I want to speak to the citizens of New Orleans about. And this idea is going to be something that the politicians are not going to like. I may get in a little trouble for talking about it. I'm going to like it. And it's a little edgy. So I'm explaining here in just a minute, and I think it could be a way to really catch the politicians' attention softly, professionally, without going to the streets with pitchforks and being upset and mad. It's a peaceful protest to do this. Very peaceful indeed. So I believe this idea will catch your attention. Here it is. Stop paying your property taxes. Now, that sounds simple, and I know it's not easy and not even possible, if you will, for many people, but it's an idea, and I'm speaking to the more so to the people who own their homes outright and pay their property bills outright. I understand that many people have mortgages, so you pay your mortgage, and some of that mortgage is your escrow, which goes towards your property taxes and insurance. So let's automatically say the people that fall in that category, you're not going to get to enjoy doing this. But there are a lot of people I can't even say wealthy people, because people would say, oh, well, that's those wealthy people. No, it really isn't. There are a lot of people, even in New Orleans East, in the Ninth Ward, you would be surprised I'm not surprised at all whatsoever, because I have met people in neighborhoods that one might say, this is an area where people are in poverty or people, but a lot of those people own their homes. You'd be surprised. I'm not surprised, because I've met them, done business with some of them, And there are more hardworking people that care about our city and crime than there are the stereotype that some people might think who's causing the crime. And I'm saying it like that for a reason, but I'm also saying it like that because here's the deal. And don't quote me on this. And don't even, and look into this before you do it. But from what I, because I don't live in Orleans, but I'm familiar enough with what happens when you don't pay your property taxes. In Orleans, there's an ordinance or a law, or however you want to call it, that if you don't pay your property taxes for a certain number of years, then the city of New Orleans can confiscate your property and sell it as an tax sale, and somebody could buy your property for whatever you owe in taxes. City doesn't care. They just want their money. So I am certainly not advocating to not pay your taxes for years and years and years, whatever. But what I am saying is pay it late. Just pay it late. Like, as in, look up what the rules are in Orleans on how long they have before they've got to either slap you with a fine if you don't want to pay a fine, or how long it is, I'm pretty sure it's years, how long it is before they can confiscate or put a lien on your property. And I would suggest that the citizens of New Orleans wait until that day before, or a few days before, whatever, to pay their property taxes. So imagine this, if you will. I'm just pulling these dates out of my ears. That your property taxes for 2021 are due on January 1st, or 2nd or 3rd, or whatever the date may be. Maybe it's December that year, whatever the date may be. Don't pay your taxes on that day. Wait weeks, months, however long you feel comfortable doing it, however long you can stretch it out, hold the money. And if enough people in this city, particularly the very wealthy people whose property taxes are just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars or more, imagine the city is used to getting all their tax money, you know, all their property tax money in on a certain day. You know, they're used to getting their tax, you know, they're used to, you know, into January, all that money's come in or whatever the date may be, and they're going, wow, okay, here's 50 million, 100 million, whatever it is. And they're used to having that in their budget. And all of a sudden, enough citizens in New Orleans who are fed up with the crime and nobody doing anything about it, that the city goes, whoa, wait a minute. You know, these wealthy people in this area who owe a whole bunch of money in property taxes haven't paid it. But, oh, we got a letter with it. We got a letter. You'll get our property tax when you're fighting crime. And then all the people in the Ninth Ward and the Marigny and New Orleans East who all own their homes, they're not paying their property taxes. They're going to like, hey, look, 54 carjackings in 2022. Since January 1, 54 carjackings. This year, here we are, January 18th, and there's been 54 carjackings that we know of. Crime is getting so out of hand, and I'll go into that in the second segment on something that I want to talk about with it. Because as you know, I like talking about all kinds of, I usually don't talk about some of the crime stuff. But it is getting so out of hand that I live in Jefferson Parish. It's getting so out of hand that I know that if they don't do anything, it's going to bleed over into Jefferson Parish. And I understand that we're really kind of, you know, I mean, the communities kind of blend, if you will. They blend in a lot of ways. They blend culture, color, ethnicity, people. We blend a whole lot, not just in New Orleans, but in Jefferson Parish with New Orleans. And if we don't do something to stand up for this, we're all going to suffer on it. And my thought is simply because the best way to wake up a politician is to wake them up by a rattle in their pocketbook. And the same way the city. They take you for granted. They take the people of this city for granted. They're like, they ain't going nowhere. They don't care about crime. They're not going to go anywhere. They love New Orleans, right? We'll show them how much they love money when they don't get their money on that certain date. Stay tuned after the break here on WGSO 990 AM.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden, and not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service, so don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
January 22nd and 23rd,
in West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
January 22nd and 23rd,
in West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, welcome back. So I'm not telling everybody that not to pay your property taxes. I'm just telling you to pay it really late and as late as you can, because when the money doesn't show up in their account, they're going to wake up. They're going to, no, they're not completely, but it's going to, gonna slap them a little bit nicely, proverbially, not reality. But think about that. If you just hold back your tax dollars for a little bit And now, granted, you can't do that when you buy something because you got to pay for it right there on the spot. But there's could be some other things that we can think of that helps them realize that they're not getting their money right away. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't pay it ever, but hold it as long as you feel comfortable or can or the law allows you to. And for those of you who don't mind paying a little penalty and you want to hold it a little bit longer, hold it a little bit longer. So there was a press conference today, and I want to thank my producer today for this good information. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it. That there was a press conference, and you know the sheriff, the police chief got on and said that you know it's not his fault; it's the DA's fault. Then the DA said it's not his fault; it's the police chief's fault. And then LaToya came on and said, well, no, it's not the police chief's fault, it's the DA's fault. It's kind of like they're pointing their fingers at each other, singing, ooh, it ain't my fault. That's a real song. Patty didn't know about it, but I knew about it. And maybe it's from my younger years. Anyway, you see the problem here? They really don't care whose responsibility it is. The three main elected officials in the city of New Orleans, and they're pointing the finger at each other instead of saying, hey, let's get together. What can we do about it? Problem is, and again, I don't live in Orleans, but I love New Orleans. I live in Jefferson Parish. It's kind of where I've always been. Love the culture, the city, the history. New Orleans has the right blend of culture, music, history, architecture, you know, French Quarter, place to go and hang out and feel the vibe of the city and the music. It's a great place, and I just don't want to see it die. But the problem is, Democrat policies are what's destroying the city. And they don't care because it's clear to them that either they will, if they play the game with each other, they stay in office or they hire each other for the sewage and water board. You know, that's all probably a family tree of people. Family tree meaning that everybody's related or they're related to somebody who got on the job. You know, City Hall. Word is, and I just know somebody who works with City Hall, works in City Hall, and they said that the contractors that get hired to do the work in City Hall or the work for the city, who get hired, of course, by the elected officials or the people that work in the or the department heads that have worked their way up because they were hired by Morials or the, you know, or the Landrews or whoever, you know, and they get in, they can't get fired, civil servants, they're, you know, work in a city, they all play the same game, and because of it, they don't get fired, and they all hire outside contractors to do various certain things. And this person that I am aware of that gave me the information secretly says the subcontractors that they hire don't even know how to do what they're hired to do. You know, they have a, air quote, business to do IT work or whatever, and they go in there, and they don't know how to do it. Because for whatever reason, they maybe just, you know, it's new to them. And, hey, you know, Joe, if you know how to do this, nephew Joe or whoever, if you don't do this, it's in the system. And the only way to break up the system is money. And unfortunately, the only way to break a city, break up the problem in these cities like this across the country that are folding like Detroit and Chicago, because they're not too big to fail. You look at Detroit, Chicago, great city. I'm sure it survives mostly because of its, you know, the business industry or the downtown sector, kind of like New Orleans or like we have Uptown, where we have a lot of very wealthy people that have been here, their families been here for hundreds of years, and it's kind of what's keeping the city afloat with its tax base. But the people running it don't care because it's like it's nepotism. It's just another form of nepotism. They've hired friends, family, who've hired other friends and family who don't care. They point the finger at each other. The police chief is pointing at the DA. The DA is pointing at the mayor. Mayor's pointing back at the DA. And they're probably meeting in a room before that, going, hey, I'm going to blame you. You're going to blame me. I don't care. I get it. I understand. But the city's not going to pay attention. Those who do are going to laugh about it. They're not going to go anywhere, and they're going to pay their taxes. And the second you don't pay your taxes, it would just be a statement for the city, for the citizens who can do it, for the citizens who feel comfortable about it, and the citizens who are willing to say, you know what? I'm going to pay my taxes late. I'm going to hold on to my tax dollar as long as I can. I might put up a note. I might send in a note that says, you know, hey, I'll pay my taxes when the crime goes down. I'll pay my taxes in a couple weeks because my business has been affected by the crime problems of New Orleans. Cash is a little slow right now. It's going to take money. And unfortunately, the only way that a lot of cities end up making that change, like Detroit or other cities that have just folded, you can look all across America and find cities that have just folded and are in decay. You look at Detroit and see how bad it is in many areas. That's what our city's headed for. Unfortunately, that's kind of what it's headed for. Be interesting. You know, Jefferson Parish used to actually go into Orleans or up to Orleans, I think it was. Or is it Lafayette Parish? It's kind of crazy. The lines have changed. You never know. Maybe parts of New Orleans needs to just say, hey, look, we are gonna succeed from Orleans Parish, and we all want to be part of Jefferson Parish. Hey, that would be a great idea. I don't know if that can happen or not, or how possible that is. Probably not. I'm just kind of speaking off the top of my head here, because quite honestly, the only way to wake up some of these elected officials is with your wallet. And you've got Jason Williams, who's not prosecuting crime. Oh, I'm prosecuting 60% of the crimes or 80% or whatever. And the mayor's like, oh, no, it's really 60%, not 80%. Well, how about 100%? How about you break a law, you get prosecuted, you go in jail or whatever. And the sad part is when it comes to the carjacking scenario right now, what I'm hearing is that there's another law on the books called like joyriding. There is a law against joyriding, and it carries like a 2-year sentence instead of like a 20-year sentence. So they're getting convicted of joyriding instead of carjacking or a lesser penalty. Go name it. And it's not stopping it, and it's only getting worse. And we, the people, have to find a way to stand up and get it taken care of peacefully. And my idea is just a peaceful way to do it. After the break, we might have a guest on. We're going to talk a little bit more after the commercial here on WGSO.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
January 22nd and 23rd,
in West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
January 22nd and 23rd,
in West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Gary Chambers, who is challenging Republican John Kennedy, releases a campaign ad that shows him smoking marijuana. Chambers says the goal of the ad is to destigmatize the drug and support legalization and decriminalization.
States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me.
Advocate reporter Tyler Bridges, who covers Senate races, says he's never seen or heard of a candidate openly smoking weed in a campaign ad. Chambers is joined in challenging Kennedy by Bunkie Democrat Luke Mixon. A 14-year-old girl in Franklin is under arrest, accused of making a bomb threat to the town's junior and senior high schools. Police say the girl, whose name is withheld because she's a minor, faces charges of terrorizing and communicating false information of a planned bombing. Louisiana surpassed 1 million positive cases of COVID since the pandemic began in 2020. A little over 15,000 have died during that time. This is news on LRN.
Excuse me, you're standing in front of the... Wait, is that a jackpot reel?
Yes, it is. Here comes the excitement of an instant game with the thrill of a rolling cash jackpot.
A cash jackpot that rolls?
Yes, it's the Louisiana Jackpot, the exciting new fast play game from the lottery.
Ooh, the lottery. So how many times does it roll?
Great question. Tell her, Johnny.
Until it's hit.
Thank you, Johnny. It keeps rolling and rolling until it's won. Play $2, win 20% of the jackpot.
Nice.
Play $5, win 50% of the jackpot.
Oh, my.
Play $10, win 100% of the jackpot.
Woohoo!
Woohoo is right. Play Louisiana Jackpot from the lottery for your chance to win big.
Let me go to the counter and pick up my tickets now.
But wait, there's more.
More?
That's right, more. Pick up beads and bucks and nines in a line.
It's carnival time, baby.
Fast play from the lottery. Fun in a flash. Must be 21 to purchase.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see
Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036. All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America. Like I always tell you, you can always listen to my podcast at William Wallace for America on any podcast app. So here's something for you. I'm going to bring on our guest here, our caller in just a second. Yeah, Matthew and Matt, he's going to come on just a second before I'm gonna get this thought out first. What's funny is, you know, often people have talked about an idea like this to not pay your taxes, you know, to the IRS, you know, that just don't pay your taxes. Well, you got a couple problems there. You know, the IRS is now now funded, you know, or they're now militarized, and, you know, they've got guns and, you know, and legal powers, and the federal government can, you know, get the FBI to come out and arrest you and make your life really difficult. And of course, all the federal courts will tie you up in courts forever and, you know, and put you under the jail, and or they'll break you, you know, when you, you know, to the point of financial ruin if you don't pay your taxes. And so it's really not, you know, doesn't work with the federal government too well on this idea. And then the other thing too, with that is the federal government really doesn't care about your money. They're just going to print more of it. They just print all the money they need. That's what they're doing now at $30-something trillion in debt. They don't care about your money. They do care about your money. They want your money. Believe me, I'm not saying it that way. I know it's kind of, I'm speaking with a forked tongue there, aren't I? They really do want your money. They want every penny they get their hands on. They care about it that way because they'll call the IRS, they'll call the armed part of the IRS or the FBI or whoever out after you. However, when I say they don't care about it because they do care, but they just print more. They just print what they need. We don't have enough money. Well, just print more. Crank up the printing presses. We're just going to print more. That's what we're going to do. So while they do care, but they don't care, they're not, you know what the best way to say it is? They're not worried whether you don't pay it because they know they can send out armed guards to get you. That's one reason not worried. And the other reason not worried is, we'll just print more. Well, they're going to do that anyway, whether they get your money or not. See, local government doesn't quite have that option. Even though, you see, the federal government comes up with the whole COVID rescue plans, and they've taxed us, they've printed it out, they've said, okay, local governments, you all can't print a whole bunch of money. We're going to print it and just give it to you in the form of a bailout. And the taxpayers are going to pay it down the road, but in the meantime, you're going to get it for your local governments. Now, the local governments get it, and many, like New Orleans, are not responsible stewards of your money, so they just waste it. Goes away, goes to their, you know, the whatever business that was hired to do whatever that doesn't know how to do what it does, like I mentioned earlier, you know, or to fix potholes, but the potholes never get fixed. And we all know this. I'm just repeating things you hear all the time. But local government would get the message if people weren't paying their taxes, their property taxes, in a timely manner, on a large scale, in my opinion. I could be wrong. But you know what? You could talk amongst yourselves about it and see what other groups say about it. Maybe find out what other neighborhood organizations have to say about it. And go from there. I just wanted to give the idea. All right, I'm going to bring Matthew and Mattery on. Matthew, how are you doing today? I haven't had you on for a long time.
Well, you haven't had callers on for a while.
Well, that's only because when I have an interview or I got information out, I got to get information out. An hour goes by really quick, Matthew. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I really love for you to put some of these other these last two shows up on Rumble so I can share them out with the gang on Gad because they literally will not click on a YouTube link.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know what, Matthew? I'm glad you brought that up, because I must be getting more controversial, because YouTube has taken down content, some of my content. They took down two of my videos. They gave me strike number one. Literally, I kid you not. Strike number one, strike number two. You've had two strikes, a third strike, and you'll be banned from the platform. And the two that they took down were on election integrity. And the election integrity ones were not about putting Trump back in office. They weren't about anything bad. They were only about the problems with our elections.
What it boils down to, William, is because of the Trusted News Initiative, if it's worth saying, you can't say it on YouTube. You can still say it on Rumble. You certainly can say anything, just about anything you want to.
Well, I have videos up on YouTube, on Rumble, and I'm getting ready to put up more on Rumble. And I don't know about putting a podcast on Rumble, but all of my shows are also podcasted, that you can find them on WGSO site, or you can find them on my podcast site, William Wallace for America, on any podcast app. So my content is either on Rumble or alternate to Facebook or alternate to YouTube. You can find it on Rumble and a podcast app. So
I'm surprised you haven't, cause that one about election integrity didn't put you in Facebook jail for at least 30 days. So your concept of not paying your property taxes, I have to admit, it does have some appeal to me. But there's a question about what is going on in Orleans Parish that has me scratching my head. And that is the voter turnout for the last mayoral / district attorney's race / sheriff's race was non-existent.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on with that? I mean, they didn't even get the dead to show up and vote. In fact, maybe only the dead did.
That's a good one, Matthew. You know, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, I'm always, you know, you can't say, you know, things that might be taken the wrong way on the radio about people who don't vote or people who aren't involved. But I will say this, it is extremely frustrating to me that people don't vote, don't get involved. And I understand that, you
voting
know,
is
well, no, you,
literally
you,
the least well, you, involvement you can have. And I will also confess that the people on our side ran some pretty screwed up campaigns. We're having a rally. When? Now.
Well, not only that, but it's hard to get a good candidate. I get it. But what's interesting to me, Matthew, and I'm going to thank you for giving me this good thought. I'm keeping you on the air here, is
okay,
that while a lot of people complain, not a lot of people vote, but yet the politicians keep saying we need to expand voting to make it easier to vote. Well, you've expanded it to 2 weeks or a week of early voting. You got mail-in voting, you got absentee voting, and you've got day of voting, yet nobody goes and votes. But we got to keep, but our politicians keep running on, we got to make our election systems more accessible and we got to make it easier for people to vote. They don't vote now, and it's easy. Yet,
well, they don't really want us to vote, because we might vote them out of office. What they mean is, what they want is, they want to make it easier for imaginary voters and dead people to vote.
Right. They want to make it easier for them to cheat. They want to make it easier to have systems in place that they can cheat. And that's exactly, look, I tell people right now, you might not have liked Donald Trump, a lot of people that didn't like Donald Trump, but the reality is, you know, you're not fighting really hard. I'm actually talking about people who are happy that Trump lost. And I talked to one yesterday.
Are they still happy?
Right. Well, what they'll say, though, is, well, we're not, I love this, well, we're not real happy with Biden, but we're glad Trump's not in office. Well, guess what? It's not about the lesser of two evils right now. It's about the fact that our elections are not – accurate. And I'm not saying it. Look, Biden won fairly, great. But if whoever wins in the future, honestly, that's great. But there's a lot of proof that our elections, no matter who wins, particularly in New Orleans, that our elections are not accurate. We need to make our elections accurate, accessible, and auditable. That's the problem. Our elections, there's not automatic audits in our elections right now that we can say, okay, look, we can prove this person won. There's more proof out there that can say, hey, look, you know, if you look at Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, that's something that's not getting publicized a lot, is that the drop boxes that were put up to drop in mail-in ballots that were just in public. Here, drop your mail-in ballots in here, and we'll count them. That's an expansion of voting that is hurting our election systems. Matthew, hang on after the break. After the break, sure. We have more of me, William Wallace for America.
Double M Feed and Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan or call them at 504-738-5007.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, welcome back to WGSO 990 AM Studios with me, William Wallace. William Wallace for America here. And we got Matthew on the line. I thought I'd bring Matthew on. We haven't brought him on in a little while. So, Matthew, how have you been? What's going on with you right now?
Well, I'm currently home sick because I caught the Omicron.
You know what's funny? That I heard yesterday there's they're saying that Omicron has, and some of this was an online joke, But there are people who are saying I've gotten both Omicron and Delta at the same time. And somebody nicknamed it Deltacron. And they're saying that that's not really true, or that, there's no such thing as Deltacron, but who...
They're fact-checking jokes.
Yeah, but the World Health Organization does recognize that there are people who have had both strains. So I'm sure somewhere along the line, the government's having fun with this, and they're like, we'll just, like, if they don't have any more strains, we'll make cocktails of the strains. We'll have, you know, Covacron.
Decepticon.
Yeah, there's Covacron. There's Comnacron. You know, there's all kinds of crazy crons. But I'm sure
Pfizer will be happy to make an mRNA vaccine for that too.
Exactly. But now, what's funny? I don't want to get too much on this stuff. I am kind of just kind of making fun of it because now now you can call the government, log into the government site, and get free test kits sent to your house. And
my wife already took care of that.
What's that?
My wife already took care of that.
Well, what's funny though is you think about this. There's two things I think about with this. Of course, now you know. A lot of people have made a lot of money off the vaccines, namely our congressional members that have invested in Pfizer and Moderna and all this stuff. And that's one, you know, whatever. There's a law against insider trading, and it's not being whatever. You know, there was a law against. I researched this. There was a law against it, and then there was a repeal that as long as they reported it. So there's, you know, that gray area. Yeah, but either way, that, you know, now you get a test kit from the government. Somebody's making money off of that. I'm sure some friend of somebody got that government contract. And you swab your nose, you send it back to the government, and 17 days later they give you the results. 17 days later. 17 days later you're either, you know,
you're useless, in other words.
Yeah, you're already recovered by that point, or dead.
You're recovered or in bad shape.
Yeah. Either way, they get your DNA. But I thought I'd just throw some gas on that fire just for a second. But Matthew, so you've got COVID. Are you all right?
Yeah. The sore throat is mostly gone. It's a remnant sore throat. Just a little stuffiness. The occasional cough. Feeling a little lassitude, but that might have more to do with the fact that I'm trapped in one room.
Yeah, right, exactly.
My wife, she's scared to death of COVID. I think we might have discussed it a long time ago about the fact that she does have comorbidities and is not interested in riding the Wu Flu choo-choo, even though I think at some point all of us are going to get this thing.
Yeah, I've already had COVID and all the whatever, so... You know, just as long as I don't catch that Godzilla Con, but that's a whole other story. Matthew, I hope you get
better,
man.
Which part of your body grows?
What's that?
Depends on which part of your body grows.
Okay. Well, Matthew, look, I hope you get better, man. I really appreciate the call. I was glad to get you on here and chat with you a little bit, but I'm gonna wrap up this show with what I started it with.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night. Hope you're better. Everybody else, you've got the idea that I'm telling you. Let's start spreading that through our communities. Let's start Facebooking it. Let's start Nextdoor apping it. Of course, I've also heard that if you watch the Nextdoor app on the Uptown, they're really upset about, of course, the crime. But obviously, our elected officials are really upset about the crime. But they're really upset at each other, who is not doing a great job at tracking it, at fighting it, or whatever the case may be. And I've listened to the clip at the last break on what the mayor said and what the DA said. And while I summarize it a little bit too much, you know, that they're all kind of blaming each other, they're very, very, very politically courteous about it, you know, on, you know, well, they have each other's stats and who has those stats. But the reality is, and it's not being done. Now, I get it, and you look this up, and I can talk about this more later. But there is a lot of people in office that feel that crime is something that can be delayed. You know, now is the time to equal the playing field. And It doesn't matter what it is now. It's okay. We're going to let it go. And the problem is that what it's going to do to our city, as we all know, is going to make the tax base leave. Eventually, people are the wrong people are going to leave. The wrong businesses are going to leave. And when that happens, the people that it's going to hurt the worst are the people that the elected officials are trying to protect right now, or that they say they're on their side. And what's really upsetting me about this, and I can't say it like that, what's really frustrating about this is that you look at the last bunch of mayors, and they all had bigger jobs after their mayors. You know, everybody's like, oh, they're never going to get, you know, Mitch Landry will never get elected to anything else. But, you know, he was a run for president one time. And, well, no, he's now got some, you know, however many hundreds of thousands of dollars he's making a year, handing out money all over the country. Can you imagine the kickbacks on that? Can you imagine how much favor that will get him from contractors all over the country that he's handing out $1 billion to, or whatever billions of dollars it is? I think the city of New Orleans alone is just getting a billion. I forget what it is. It's up there. It's 6, 7, 8, whatever zeros. You know, Morial didn't care about what he did to the city. He's got the forever job now. Of course, Nagin enriched himself during and just got caught. But, you know, he didn't play the game as well. So LaToya Cantrell right now is, I don't think she really cares. Because as long as she does the bidding for the social justice groups, the liberal groups, the whatever groups there are that have an agenda that they need her to help them accomplish in this city, as long as she plays that part, she's going to have a job after she leaves the mayor's office. And it's going to be bigger, and it's going to be better, and it's not going to have any accountability, and it's going to be for a lot more money. And just like Landrieu, just like Morial, she's going to leave the city probably and not look back. So it is up to us to hold accountable elections and get more people involved, which of course is a whole nother uphill battle. I get it. But it is up to us to find ways to be able to protest and hit them in the wallet where it hurts the most. All right, everybody. I'll have this show podcasted. I'll have other shows podcasted. Hang in there and tune in. I got some great shows coming up. And I love having your feedback. If you want to reach out to me on Facebook at William Wallace for America, remember, last name is spelled W-A-L-L-I-S. Remember, William Wallace is for America. It's my corny way of saying it. And, you know, look into my idea. See what you think about it. See if it's something that you could do. In the meantime, keep your heads up. And remember that this country and this community is worth fighting for. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great night.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com. Or call him.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.